From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Authorities in Texas are still on the hunt for the gunman who shot and killed a sheriff's deputy last night. Jack Williams of Houston Public Media reports Darren Goforth was gunned down at a gas station in a Houston suburb.
Authorities say the deputy, who had been with the Harris County Sheriff's Office for 10 years, was shot from behind multiple times as he was pumping gas. The slain deputy was in uniform and at a gas station about 20 miles northwest of downtown Houston. A 911 caller alerted authorities that a deputy had been shot. The sheriff's office describes the attack as an ambush where the shooter approached the deputy from behind. Investigators are looking for a dark-skinned suspect between 20 and 25 years old in a pickup truck who was seen leaving the gas station after the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
In New Orleans today, a wreath-laying ceremony among services and celebrations elsewhere, marking this day 10 years ago when Hurricane Katrina roared ashore. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says his state has come back stronger than ever, but many argue the recovery has left too many neighborhoods behind. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu told the crowd the city won't let that continue.
New Orleans will be unbowed and unbroken. We're still standing after 10 years. And we have risen again, and we will rise again, and we will go forward, but we can only do it if we hold each other up and we don't leave anybody behind.
In the end, more than 1,800 people along the Gulf Coast died. Thousands of homes and businesses were destroyed. Watches and warnings for what was Tropical Storm Erica have been canceled. The National Weather Service says the system has dissipated. Remnants are moving over Cuba, offering some possible relief from a drought. European Union leaders are meeting in Paris to discuss how to improve security on cross-border trains after the disrupted attack on a high-speed train from Amsterdam to Paris 9 days ago. Terry Schultz reports interior and transport ministers are considering adding some identity controls to a system that currently doesn't have any.
The possible massacre that was averted by passengers last Friday shocked the EU into realizing how easy it is for someone with evil intent to carry a whole load of deadly weapons onto a train, as accused gunman Ayoub Al-Kazani allegedly did in Brussels. There are no border checks for travel within 26 of the 28 EU countries. Now ministers from Belgium, Britain, France, Germany, and others are discussing adding some airport security-style measures to train travel, possibly metal detectors for screening on some international trains, more armed security personnel in stations, and more information sharing to target individuals that may be flagged as suspicious. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR. A Hungarian court is extending the detention of four men in connection with the deaths of 71 migrants found dead in a truck this week in neighboring Austria. Three Bulgarians and an Afghan citizen will be held until they're indicted next month. To increase or not to increase interest rates? That's one of the questions being considered at the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank's annual symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports Federal Reserve and foreign central bank officials are looking forward to hearing from Fed Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer today.
The theme of this year's symposium is inflation. The Fed considers it too low. To start raising interest rates, policymakers have said they need to not only see more job creation, but also become reasonably confident inflation will rise to their 2% target the next few years. Fed Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer will address that very topic, but in the context of bigger global concerns. Fed watchers are eager to know how recent financial market turmoil will affect the timing of Fed rate hikes. Till recently, they were expecting a modest one next month, but on Friday, Fischer and others were much more ambivalent. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Jackson Hole.
It's a decisive day in the Little League World Series. The U.S. and international championship games are being played in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The team from nearby Lewisberry, Pennsylvania, plays Pearland, Texas. The winners will face off tomorrow. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.